News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, that would be me.
You.
And that would be you. And here we go again. And it's the History Show. You got that all figured out.
Yes.
But it's a History Show where we have an El Paso History moment right now. Top of the second hour, generally speaking, produced by Melissa Sargent. And you do this for the El Paso History Alliance, and you do it for free. We thank you for that. And you also do it for us. Very kind of you.
I do it for everyone.
And here we go. Her topic. You want the topic today?
Yes.
The topic today is about the 1912 Mormon exodus from Mexico.
The Mormons' exodus north. Mormon colonists and Mexicans seek refuge in El Paso the summer of 1912. To escape the dangers of the Mexican Revolution. General Salazar, a Mexican revolutionary, demanded that the Mormons surrender all their weapons to his army. Instead, the Mormons decide to flee Mexico. Women and children rush north on trains. The men, hoping to avoid militia, drive their livestock to the border to safety. As many as 1,500 colonists now find themselves homeless in El Paso. But the refugees receive such a warm welcome from the people of El Paso that many of them decide to stay on and make El Paso home. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Ah, yes, Bernie's getting better on that violin.
Yes, you know. He is. It's making me cry. It's so good.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you do this with the History Alliance crowd?
Yeah.
62,000 and change. That's a number of people they have hooked up on Facebook. Is that right?
Yes. It's the El Paso History Alliance page where you can find historic information, pictures, and more. And it's run by Max Grossman and moderator Mark Stone. And do not miss one of the longest-running Facebook pages on El Paso history, Remember in El Paso When, run by Barbara Givenbaney and
BGB.
Her crew.
BGB.
And you'll find an amazing archive of pictures, stories, and so much more.
And they got lots of good stuff on there. If you want to look for an archive picture, go there and search their archive. It's
something
else. And she is the owner and chief administrator, Barbara Givenbaney, otherwise known as BGB.
BGB.
Anyway, Margaret Smith is part of that. Rick Duncan, Paul Louie, Jim Carrollton, Ken Weiss, and Craig Hayes. A cast of thousands, but not enough. Because that's all volunteer stuff. They look at those all day long and make sure things are clean and wonderful. Okay, are you ready for more of El Paso history?
I'm ready for lots of history.
Here it comes, because we're going to talk with honorary Spanish consul Martha Vera. Good morning, Martha. How's the world?
Good morning, Jackson and Melissa. Thank you so much for having me on the show again.
Well, hi, Martha.
It's fun to do, and the rabbi said he wanted to do an hour, and I got to thinking, I know exactly who we can tap for the second hour, and you're here, and we appreciate that. We got the idea that you're going to be able to explain many people of Hispanic heritage who came to the El Paso or Juarez area centuries ago. They settled in this part of North America, and their descendants of the hundreds of thousands of that word Sephardic Jews who were tortured, forcibly converted, burned alive at the stake, and ultimately expelled from Spain and later Portugal. That sounds pretty dadgum mean. But on the other hand, that's who showed up in America.
That's right. And first of all, I want to thank Rabbi Leon. He is one of my favorite people and a dear friend. I am so happy for all of the work that he's doing for the crypto Jews, for all of us that are descendants of the Sephardi, of which both my husband and I are. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the history and why those decisions were made. First of all, since I would say for over 700 years, Spain had been destroyed and ruled by Muslims. So in the year 718, the Kingdom of Asturias is born in Spain. King Pelayo, or Pelagius, won Covadonga and led to the liberation of the Iberian Peninsula from Islamic occupation. It happened so slowly where Christians were taking over Spain again. And the country, so I can tell you that Asturias, 1718, Cordoba, 1236, Valencia, 1238, Seville, 1248, and finally, in 1492, January the 2nd, Granada surrenders to Spain.
Now, so when you say surrendered to Spain, you're referring to the Muslims exiting.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So okay. They finally were able to take that last stronghold, January 2nd, 1492.
All right.
So this was a time, these battles were bloody and horrible, to where they had killed, the Muslims had killed most of the Christian communities, and their stronghold was in Asturias up in the mountains. And they were planning to starve the last Christians in Spain. And it didn't happen. So King Pelayo was elected by that group of people in Asturias, where Asturias was born. And finally, in 1492, Spain is Christian, most of it Christian. There's still some Muslims there, and there are still many Jews there.
It's Catholic, not necessarily non-Catholic. It's Catholic, period, right?
Well, it's Christian. Yeah, Catholic, so to speak.
Okay.
So the monarchs feel that Spain needs to be Catholic in order to keep peace and prevent rebellion.
Is this Isabel?
By that time, by 1492, we have a new pope, right? Pope Alexander VI. And he was actually Spanish and was born somewhere outside of Valencia, I believe. And so now he's Spanish, and he's very happy that Spain is Catholic. He talks Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand into making Spain completely Catholic. And he said, if you convert souls to Catholicism, you will receive many indulgences. And so he talked them into setting up the office of the Spanish Inquisition. There was already one in Italy, in Rome. And they do this. And the edict of 1492 ordered the Jewish population to choose one of three options. One, they convert to Catholicism, and then they're allowed to remain in the kingdom. Number two, if they remain Jewish, they will be expelled in 4 months. And number three, they can be put to death.
Oh, okay. And behind door number four. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And what you're referring to is the Alhambra decree, right?
Yes.
Did you know that, for our listeners, and that wasn't rescinded until 1968 in Spain. Oh. And in early 2000, both Spain and Portugal granted Sephardic Jews the right to claim citizenship of the countries that expelled their ancestors 500 years ago.
Wow. You could go back, huh?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep going.
So, actually, we'll go through that again because it was very important. King Juan Carlos in 2015 had another edict where he said, you know, if your descendants were Spanish, you can actually become a Spanish citizen again. So we actually have several families here in El Paso that were able to obtain Spanish citizenship under that edict.
How about you?
Well, I tried. You know what? It is so difficult. I was so busy. But part of it is I did get my DNA study. I would have gotten Rabbi Leon to, you know, look at my name and make sure that our names were on the list, which they are. But you actually have to go back in time and hire a genealogist to take you back to those boats that came here in 1492.
Wow.
And many of the other boats that were coming to the New World. So what happened in 1492 is that, I'm going to read to you a little bit about what British scholar Henry Kayham said. He said the real purpose of the 1492 edict was not expulsion, but compulsory conversion of all Spanish Jews. Yet in giving them a choice, and the 3 months to think about it, the plan backfired, and many opted to leave the country rather than convert. So how many Jews actually left the country? Probably one-third to one-half.
How many?
Flooded to Portugal, you know, north, south, west.
How many people would that be? How many people would that be? 100,000, 200,000, millions, what?
You know, I don't have that number for you.
Well, how many people?
But I can get it for you.
Oh, I'll be curious.
But that was a lot of people because
yeah.
Most of Spain was Jewish. They were the professors, the accountants,
the merchants, bankers. As the merchants, as we heard. Yeah.
Yes. So if you left Spain, if you decided to leave, you could take your belongings, but you needed to leave your gold and silver.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, you got to leave the gold and silver. Aha. Bottom line there.
Yes. So imagine all of these people decided to leave their wealth and start anew somewhere else. So now we have Spanish Jews that decide to convert. So what happens to them? The Spanish Jews that decide to convert have to prove their conversion. They have to make sure that all of the rites of the Catholic Church are done correctly, that no one is practicing Judaism anymore. So they're actually practicing Judaism, you know, underground, and in front of everyone else, they're Catholic.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
So the king says, okay, we're going to colonize the new world. Who do they send? You know, contrary to popular belief that they sent people that were in jail, that is not true. The king would never send anyone that he could not trust to the new world because they were here to colonize and to send back to Spain the fifth that pertained to the crown. So Rome also wants their tenth of the fifth that comes here, that came from the new world.
Right.
So they're sending many of the conversos, many of the converted Jews, and they're also sending, you know, people that were Catholic, many of the soldiers. And they had needed to monitor everyone here to make sure that they weren't going to revert back to Judaism. And so they had to prove by prayer, by the traditions of the Catholic Church, by what they ate. So, you know, pork is a food that the Jews do not eat. And so they were forced to eat pork.
Have some bacon.
Yeah, bacon or carnitas,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Sure.
And so in trying to change that, or the Jews took to eating the skins of chickens, which looked like chicharrones.
Okay.
Yeah, pig skin.
Uh-huh.
And so they would fry up the chicken skins to make it look like chicharrón, so that it looked like that they were eating.
You got crypto chickens there. That's what that is. Yeah.
Yes. So they had to undergo many difficulties. You know, one of the stories that I told Rabbi Leon about myself and our family is that we would wear a little Star of David, and my mom would say, don't show that to anyone. Well, here we are going to catechism, and I go, well, everybody has a cross. Why do I have to wear this one? Why can't I wear a cross?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. No, my mom would say, well, you know, you have to keep that. That's something your grandmom told me and my great-grandmother, and so you just wear that.
And you don't want to see the priest hit the ceiling, so don't do that, yeah.
Don't show it to anyone.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and so this is what happened in your life. You did this.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, have you thought about being a converso?
You know, I have, but it's very difficult because of our own traditions.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it goes back to the conversion of the Jews in those times. you know, they were trying to practice both things because they could not leave their tradition.
Martha,
as we all know, you know, people are talking about DNA memory now. But there is a memory that we carry with us throughout time in families where you feel the pain of what happened back in the day. And the Jews really, you know, they weren't fighting anyone. But I think that the monarchs felt we need to have homogeneous belief in Spain so that we don't have all of this fighting. And that we're not killing everyone. And so the Office of the Inquisition actually did some very horrible things.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, put that on hold for a minute. We got to take a break. And Melissa has a quick thought.
Just a statement that Rabbi Leon made in the movie The Journey. He was saying that rather than using the term so much converso or conversion, he preferred returning. And that's what a lot of people did. They felt that they were returning to the religion, not converting.
Yeah. They already converted once. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
All right. Martha Vera's on the phone here. We got her talking about things from Spain. And what is your official title? The Honorary Consul?
Yes. My official title is Honorary Consul of Spain in El Paso. And I service about 18 counties.
Okay. And so what you do on a given day, you wander around here talking about Spain.
Well, that's the second part of my job.
Oh, okay.
Part of my job is to take care of Spanish citizens here in El Paso and facilitate visas, passports, things like that.
The consult, yes.
You have to actually work here once in a while. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Martha's on the phone and got her for the hour. If you have a question about this kind of stuff, now, where do we get, when we come back, we'll ask you this. Where do we get the list of people whose names might be on that list? Who are part?
We can go over that next. In fact,
yes.
I just texted you a list of websites that would be very helpful for people to find their names. In fact, we can do some name finding right now.
Oh, I get to
come back.
We got to take a break first here, but let's do that. Where did you text it to my phone? You sure did. Okay, I'll have to look at that. All right, coming back in a minute. We got a phone call. If you wish, you may ring us up on a number. And we'll just real quick, anybody new coming in on the Facebook page?
I've been concentrating on doing.
We'll take a look at that during the break.
Come back, yeah.
But they can go there and the phone.
They can go call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
Celebrate the big game this weekend with a free grill and a TV from Charlie Clark Automotive Group. You heard right. This Friday and Saturday only, every new and used car purchase will also come with a 50-inch TV or grill at no additional cost to you. You pick. Just in time for the big game this Sunday. Plus, score big with oil changes for life, car washes for life, and warranty forever on every new Nissan and Infiniti too. All in one place at Charlie Clark on the West Side.
Orale.
Financial advisors, remember when your job was fun? I'm Ron Kraszewski, CEO of Stifel.
and at our firm, it still is fun. Here, you'll find the culture and values of the past, along with the technology and vision of the future. Stifel's a firm built by advisors for advisors, a place where you can better serve your clients and have some fun again in our business. Visit ChooseStifel.com to learn more about the investment firm you've been waiting for.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Talking all kinds of history about El Paso, the people in El Paso. We'll get to ask Martha Vera about this. She's our guest this hour. But first of all, I've got to tell you who's coming here next week. Our guest next week is Sue Taylor, and she is a curator supervisor at the New Mexico Museum of Space History. She will explain some of her programs that she presents at the museum in Alamogordo, New Mexico, when she can. Otherwise, she puts them online on social media. She will talk about Operation Paperclip, but this time she's going to focus not just on the scientists, but more on the families and the kids and what happened to those German scientists and all their families and how their families coped with living in the United States. And a bunch of them went to Crockett School where I went, and I didn't know that. Anyway, Sue Taylor will also tell us about the space race women. Space race women are all over the place. They were the scientists, the computer people, and the astronaut wives. I used to work with one of them, Reen Carpenter. What a character. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, February 20th on the radio show. This is a different subject. We've never done this one before. Polio was a 1940s and 1950s epidemic that caused quite a stir around the world. In El Paso, we had the March of Dimes, and most school students remember a shot of or a sugar cube as their vaccination. I remember the sugar cube. We revisit the history of polio and hear from some El Pasoans who were part of that era. Also, and these El Pasoans were part of Texas as well as just El Paso. Patricia Kidney, Gabe Duran, and his sister, Ninfa, N-I-N-F-A Dixon. That's a different show.
Well, on February 27th, we've got Carl Lombach is back, and he's got more history about El Paso and southern New Mexico, and he'll trace his family roots all over New Mexico and through El Paso.
He's been around, that boy.
March 6th, we explore the history of the Texas Mountain Trail, which starts in El Paso. Wendy Little, Robert Alvarez, and Bernie Sargent will take us on a historic tour from Big Bend to El Paso. And then you have March 13th, Dr. T. Roy Ainsworth has a topic for our show and explains the early use of airplanes on the Mexican-U.S. border for surveillance in the Mexican Revolution.
I ask him, what do you want to talk about? He says, let's talk about these airplanes.
It's fascinating.
Flying around here. Yeah. Martha Vera, we got you on the phone here. We got all kinds of people. We have a caller right now. So, Martha, what were you going to tell us about the list? And where do we find those lists?
The list that I have is sephardim.co. So it's sephardim.co.
Oh, I put an M on the end of that. I gave it to Melissa. That's the stuff you just sent me,
one
right?
One more time, Martha. Sorry.
Say it again, Martha.
S-E-P-H-A-R-D as in dog, I-M as in Mary, .co.
That's why you want to come up. Okay, got
okay,
it.
You don't put the M on.
I had to work. Okay, great.
All right, fair enough. And that'll be a list of the people that you think are a fairly good list of people who were this Jewish onslaught coming to America pretending to be Catholic. Or
right.
Converted to be
and
Catholic.
Many of them did convert. In fact, you know, when we talk about Don Juan de Oñate's group of people, Don Juan de Oñate, first of all, his mother was Jewish. She was of Jewish descent.
Oh, goodness.
So she was a conversa.
That mixes this up pretty good. We got a call. We want to take a call here. This is a guy in Northeast El Paso, I think. Name is Raul. Good morning, Raul.
Hey, guys. Another very, very interesting show.
Thank you.
Being a history lover like you guys, last year I decided to have my DNA analyzed, and I found out that I'm 4% European Jewish.
There you are.
I'm also 5% Basque, where there's a mountain named Amaya in the Basque region, and supposedly Jews lived in that region also. Interestingly, I'm 6% of my DNA is Irish, from Ireland and Scotland, so I don't get that at all. I don't know how that got mixed in there.
That didn't come through this lifetime,
people
perhaps.
People were busy traveling.
But I'm more Spaniard than Native American, with 43% of my DNA coming from Spain and 29% coming from Native Americans living in Mexico. The family lore is that my father's ancestors were Sephardic Jews who had settled in South Central New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And you know, the story of the Jews in particular and humanity in general is truly fascinating. And in as much as Native Americans are actually Asians, Mexicans are truly a salad of humanity.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll end it with this. Famed deceased comedian Richard Pryor once joked that anthropologists tell us that the first humans evolved in and emerged from Africa. Then he went on to say that many Christians and Jews believe that God created man. And so Pryor's punchline for that joke was that, therefore, God is a brother.
Hey, there you go. Why not?
There you
gotta
go.
Gotta be. And well, Raul, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. See you in the streets, dude. There's a lot going on here. And I wonder how many people in El Paso actually now they're starting to think about it, listening to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, well, maybe I am Jewish. Well, back, you and I may not. You may be.
I did a search on names for this one site, and Galicia, which is north of Portugal and part of Spain, it's an autonomous region, found my maiden name, Menard.
There you are.
Yay!
There you go. Join the crowd.
We got Martha Vera on the phone talking about this till the top of the hour, and we got more thoughts. If you have thoughts or questions, you can ring us up. We're going to come back in a minute and talk about El Paso Inc., are we not?
Yes, we are.
So, and then on the Facebook page, we got, there it is. You put that up already if they want to find that.
Yeah, all those different. There's like three different sources of links that I've posted up. So just keep you busy all day.
Good stuff.
And so, you know, we also want to put other people out there. Rosemary House, who's at Ector, Texas. James Patrick Franklin's a local El Pasoan. Sherry Johnson, Magdalena, I've mentioned her before. Snow Leopard, I want to figure that one out.
Snow Leopard.
Yeah, Snow Leopard. And Ray Marquez is at Edgewood, New Mexico. Ellen Dart, she just liked our page. And Frank Lopez of Arcadia, California. Hey,
and
California.
Cindy Milazzo, a regular listener, she's up there too.
Yeah.
So if you want to get your name right on the radio, get over there and check that out. All right, taking a break here. Call that number if you wish to.
915-5.
You got that right.
I have too many numbers.
915.
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
That's it.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
There's a reason why people come into our showrooms. It starts with a smile and a warm welcome and grows into something more, a connection. The Viva Auto Group is about more than just selling cars. It's about people helping people. We're a lifestyle, brands you've trusted for more than 30 years. We don't just get you behind the wheel, you become a part of our journey. We are El Paso Strong. Live the Viva experience and be a part of the lifestyle.
Your business is getting back to business, but things are a little different than 6 months ago. What does that mean for your customers? And when things are constantly changing, how do you know you're making the right decisions? What you need is Research Raccoon. Research Raccoon is the easy way to learn about your customers, and it's affordable for businesses of all sizes. Here's how it works. Ask a question, and Research Raccoon polls a U.S.-based group of people to find out what they think. No having to define an audience or waiting weeks for results, just data to make smarter decisions. Think of it like a gut check for your plan to re-enter the market. That way, your first move is your best move. So before you reopen your store, reach out to your customers, or introduce yourself to a new audience, talk to Research Raccoon and get data you can use for less than you'd think. Visit ResearchRaccoon.com to learn more and discover which plan is best for you. ResearchRaccoon.com, a little gut check for your big ideas.
Help the planet with a tip from iHeartRadio Earth. Space heating is responsible for nearly 45% of residential energy bills. Reduce your heating use while you're at home by turning down your thermostat between 5 and 8 degrees. You'll save money and energy while doing some recharging of your own. When we all chip in, our world becomes a better place. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Guys, you know that new Untuckit shirt you've been eyeing? Well, now's your chance to save big on all your favorites with the warehouse sale happening now through Sunday only at Untuckit.com/radio. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they're the perfect way to feel comfortable and look sharp. So don't miss your chance to get our very best prices in this limited time event, the warehouse sale, through Sunday at Untuckit.com/radio. That's Untuckit.com/radio. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I think we're there yet. What do you think?
I think so.
Oh, hey, guess what time it is?
Time to turn my microphone around.
Don't look at the clock. It's time for This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.
One of El Paso's premier golf courses has stepped away from the six-foot fall and is open for players once more. Yay!
Also in the Inc., from dealers to electric vehicles, find out what's driving change in El Paso's car market.
In honor of Black History Month, El Paso Inc. looks at a few of the fine Black El Pasoans who have been brave enough to get out into the light,
or something like that.
Read
the paper, find out what that means. Okay, El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
Watch ABC 7 Extra Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. with host Saul Sines. President Joe Biden began making sweeping immigration policy changes right after he took the oath of office, and it's a halt to border wall construction, reuniting migrant families separated at the border, and trying to find the root cause of migrants leaving their homelands in large numbers and coming to our borders. Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sines speaks with County Judge Ricardo Samaniego, who is meeting with the city and the county emergency management officials to talk about a possible surge.
Saul's second guest is chair for the El Paso County Republican Party, Ray Baca. Ray Baca says sweeping immigration changes are an open invitation for migrants to rush to our borders at the worst possible time, right in the middle of a pandemic. Tune in Sunday night when Saul and guests discuss sweeping immigration changes and the impact on the borderland. Join ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sines, Sunday nights after ABC 7 News.
Interesting stuff. I'm going to be watching the Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl.
You put those letters together and move the spacing, and you got Super Bowl, but you can't say that.
Oh, Super Bowl.
That's copyrighted.
Don't yell.
No, so
don't yell.
Don't yell about what?
Whisper. You can't. Didn't you hear what they're saying? They're
what?
Giving you guidelines. You can't yell at a Super Bowl party. Whisper.
Well, that's why I'm calling it the Superb Owl.
Wow. Okay. So you can't. You
got
can
that
yell
from Sarah. She okay. did that to me. All right. What are we doing now? We got Martha Vera. Martha, what's on your mind about all this? I mean, the whole idea of having this huge amount of people show up in America, they had to switch their religious affiliation or be killed in Spain. What a choice. The edict that came out in Spain from Queen Isabel and Ferdinando, the king dude, that happened the same day that good old Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. What the heck? Is that just a coincidence?
No, I think that the people that were going to be coming to colonize, probably even to many of them, went along with Christopher Columbus. I have not yet read that. It's very interesting that all of this was happening at the same time. The end of Muslim rule in Spain, making the edicts to make sure that everyone was Catholic. The new pope, who actually was not a very good pope, not a very good person, actually, because of getting this Inquisition started, and going against what all of the teachings of the Catholic faith were and are.
Well, he was a tough guy on the queen there, because he made her all kind of paranoid about getting to heaven, and right. That's why she pulled all the stunts she was pulling, right? And that's Isabel.
Right. So she was looking for indulgences to get to heaven. And he said, well, you know, the way to get to heaven is to convert all souls to Catholicism. And
it's not your job, lady.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah, geez. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that was their job, though, that day, was to convert people.
Well, he convinced her it was her job, yeah. And so, and basically, the queen and the king of Spain, they had control of the people in, like, everything, right?
Right. By now, they did. And, you know, she both of them actually tried to do the right thing, which is why they were going to have the Jews decide what they wanted to do. And they thought, oh, they'll all convert. But that was not the case. And I think that as time has passed and we have seen many of our Hispanics here in the Southwest, actually going all the way from Mexico, all the way up to New Mexico, and even into Alaska, many of those descendants of Jewish ancestors.
Immigrants, yeah.
Carry the genes, yes, and the immigrants, carry the genes. For example, the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes are a Jewish gene. And so today, in the last probably 10 years, the Hispanic population has been studied because of the breast cancer and other cancers associated with that are prevalent in these populations that go along this route. And so it's very interesting to see that those are all genetically based.
I got another series of ideas to ask you about, and that is the conversion of people's names. I understand, like, there's people named Vasquez with an S on the end, people named Vasquez with a Z on the end. You have Sanchez with an S on the end, Lopez with an S on the end,
Cruz.
Lopez with a Z. So what is that all about? Now, is that the name change as they came across the ocean, or what happened?
I think a lot of their names were changed back in Spain. So if you were a Vasquez or a Cortez with an S and they changed it to a Z, it meant that you were already converted. So people whose names are Fernandez, Hernandez, Cortez with a Z, are all going to be of Jewish descent.
So that's the clue for people in El Paso and Juarez listening today, is that if you have a Z on the end of your name, you are likely a conversion person from way back in history, even though your grandma may not have done the lighting of candles on Friday night, that your name has come forward, and the Hernandez, everybody, it's likely with
Mendez,
Mendoza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a Z on the end, your family somewhere back in the line was converted. And now if they get excited about that, want to do something about it, they can then maybe go get a DNA test. Is that the idea?
Yeah, you can get a DNA test, or you can start looking at your genealogy, which is very, very interesting. It's amazing to see. And, you know, I have told you this before, Jackson, how important and how I feel that it's important to honor our grandparents for everything that they went through. And this means going all the way back, because times were not easy back then.
No.
And they've gotten weirder again in 2021, in 2020, yeah. But we don't have it. We have it better than they did. At least we have running water, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Right.
So,
so there were many things that they had to go through besides war and, you know, fear because they believed something different. It was a very difficult time.
Well, just look at the Mexican Revolution. And that has nothing to do necessarily with the last names or their religious affiliation. But that alone was a huge upheaval of people. Mm-hmm. Melissa's history moment today about the Mormons, all of a sudden they decided to get up and leave because, hey, Pancho Villa's coming for your guns and your women.
And they hadn't liked him for a long time because of the Mormonism. It was just, it was not Catholicism. And so that was an issue.
Yeah, and it wasn't just Mormonism. It was because you were foreign. So if you were German, you were Irish, I mean, because on my other side of the family, we have Irish Scots there as well, and they were tormented. I mean, they would have been killed just like the Chinese were. Pancho Villa was notorious for killing foreigners.
Oh, yeah.
We thank you very much for building our railroad, Mr. Chinese. But now that you're done and it's all connected, get lost.
And work in the mines and everything else.
And we're just going to turn you loose in the desert. Yeah. Oh, let's go to El Paso. Yeah, make it fast because here comes Pancho. I mean, what a weird history we have here.
And the comeuppance of it all, though, even goes into the Cristero Wars, which in the 20s, which was against the Catholic Church. So it's like what goes around comes around.
Well, the Catholic Church had put itself in power in so many places, including the territory of New Mexico, basically from the history there of the Catholic Church in New Mexico, to the extent that a governor showed up and he appointed people all over New Mexico who were not Catholic on purpose. And that was a big deal back in the day. And so, I mean, this has gone on around us forever. And in El Paso, I think we pretty much don't have that kind of persecution here. But we have the refugees is what we have. And a lot of them, we know a bunch of them, and they're friends of ours. But their history of their families is just incredible. And so that's kind of what we're talking about here. Martha, we're going to take one more break here and come back and wrap this up. And if you've got some, we'll put out a list again, maybe, and talk about more things. You got any more comments coming on the Facebook page?
Well, and I haven't had a chance. There were some people, pretty much they've looked up their names, and some have found their family names on there. Let's see, I'm trying to find George Sanchez says you couldn't find his family. So.
And Lynn Egan Neighbors is over in Tucson.
That's where she found her mother's maiden name. Like, I found my maiden name on there, so I was like, oh, my goodness, hello.
I don't think Polk would show up there. They're more Scottish.
You
weird.
Never know.
I don't know.
Hey, people moved.
who knows? Maybe the northern group of Polkies. Who knows?
And let's see, I said, we've got tons of people, El Paso Railroad and Transportation Museum Facebook page, and the Austin Alumni. Like I told you, 1980-89, pictures of historic El Paso environs. There's some great Facebook pages that are all involved in history, and you'll find a lot of times this type of history there. So check around all these pages.
Interesting stuff. We're taking a break. If you got one last phone call, what that number would be?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Staples has what you need, like furniture, the latest tech products, and organization solutions, all at amazing prices. Right now, save up to $25 on select TurboTax software supplies, including TurboTax Live at Staples. Ends 2/13/21 while supplies last. Maximize your refund at Staples.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552, 800-573-9552, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
2021 is the year of you, and iHeartRadio is giving you your very own station. Favorites Radio plays nothing but the songs you've thumbed up and listened to the most, all on one personalized station exclusively for you. The more you thumb, the more personal My Favorites gets. You can even share your station with your favorite people. My Favorites Radio, only on iHeartRadio. Number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app.
iHeartRadio.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just to let you know, the UTEP Centennial Museum is active as they can be in the middle of nowhere doing nothing in the pandemic. But they have a streaming announcement coming up here. They will tell you more about it, but they have a virtual tour of that Bhutanese temple that's on campus. They're going to release it soon online, and it'll go wild out there. But it's the other Bhutan, Tibet, and in other Eastern Buddhist countries, the Losar New Year celebration is set to begin next week on the 12th. This celebration, based on a Buddhist calendar, comes from the Tibetan word lo and year, and sar meaning new. Anyway, they're going to unleash that thing, and I already saw a peek of it. It's really kind of neat. And it's a tour of that little temple, and that's a cool little place.
It is cool. Have you ever been inside it?
Yes, I have. Yeah. It's a very unusual little building.
I love it.
And why it's there is even more unusual, because that had been set up on the mall in D.C. as an exhibit, and Natalicio got him to take it apart and give it to her.
There's no nails that put it together. It's all it has.
Oh, pegs?
Its system is all put together without any kind of nails.
Oh, it's an IKEA puzzle.
There you go.
Oh, why not? What do you got?
Tonight is opera time. The El Paso Opera at 7:30 p.m. tonight will perform Bon Appetit. It's live streamed via YouTube from the ballroom of the historic Women's Club of El Paso. And Bon Appetit is a deliciously funny opera based on the life of famous chef Julia Child. The musical is...
Julia.
Yeah, I met her. She's a really
Pass
neat
the
lady.
Pass the knife.
But it was adapted by Mark Schulgasser, and the music is by Lee Hoiby, and text by Julia Childs. And it's starring mezzo-soprano Cherry Duke. And Dr. Esquivel Mesa Jr. is on the piano, and it's conducted by Andrew Hunter. And this will all be performed live, like I said, on YouTube. And you can go to Pay What You Can tickets. They have a suggested price of $25. But if you can't afford to pay that much, pay just what you can. Go to epopera.org and buy your tickets, or call 581-5534. I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to have my
interesting,
wine
yeah.
and my glass of wine and my
And appetite, you're ready for appetite. Tomorrow's superb owl.
That's right.
Superb owl. Can't say it. The other one, I didn't copyright it. Hey, but we got Joe Valenzuela checking in. I thought the show was pretty good today. And Meter Sarus Rex. I'm not sure what that means. I guess that's somebody's name, but they looked up their family.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, Both their names came up.
They're finding stuff out there, so that's an interesting thing. All right, Martha Vera's on the line here. Got another one for you. Comment came on the phone but didn't get on the air. They say the last name of S is Portuguese, and the last name with a Z is Spanish. Have you heard that one?
Yes, I have.
So is that right?
It is right. And so, you know, there were lots of changing of names as people were moving back and forth and convert, you know, the Sephardic Jews were converting. They would say, okay, well, you can't use that spelling anymore because now you're Catholic. And now you have to change your name to spell it this other way.
It just depended.
Can you imagine
living in a society that could do that to you? I don't like the looks of your name. You're going to change it. I mean, I'd hate to be living there. I sort of sometimes think we're heading that way, but I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about the history, because that's more fun. But all the stuff that's gone on, Martha Vera, what about you being in your job? Are you a paid person, or are you a volunteer consul of Spain?
I'm actually a servant. So I I do not get paid by by my sending state, as no honorary consul does. All of us are here to serve our mother countries.
Who were some previous ones that were in there?
It was Maria Angeles Gallardo.
Yeah, I knew her.
Mm-hmm.
Before me, and then we had...
How about Sheldon Hall? He was something like that.
Sheldon Hall. Sheldon Hall was prior to
Maria Angeles.
Yeah.
Well, he was a big deal because what he was doing, he was pushing the Spanish in El Paso coming through here under Don Juan de Oñate.
Yes.
And I wonder if he understood the Jewish nature of all that or not. He may not have. That may have been something he's found out. So, all right. Another question.
I had a question. Well, it was more of a statement. It's from Connie Vasquez. And she was saying that years ago, she was contacted by the University of New Mexico as a descendant of the Carbajal family. She introduced me to the book, and she was translated from Spanish and such. Do you know more about Luis de Carbajal?
I do not.
Okay.
Necessarily, but that's somebody who we could actually look up.
He was mentioned in the video that Rabbi Leon was in, and it was really interesting on his history. His mother and sister were burnt at the stake for being Jewish.
We had another odd question, but not necessarily germane to this, but I'll say it anyway. The people on the Facebook said, how many fasting festivals do Jews have every year? And somebody posted... The answer is in Leviticus 23. I have no idea.
Six official religious fasts.
We get all kinds here. You never can tell what's going to happen. But pertaining to El Paso history, there could be, as I understand it, maybe 25% of the Mexican-American population could have Jewish roots and don't even know it. Is that fair to say, Martha Vera?
Yes, that is fair to say. You know, I wanted to go back and talk a little bit about, you know, now that we're talking about fasting and eating with Julia Child.
We're about out of time, so make it quick. Make it quick. Name them a couple, because we're about gone from here. Go ahead.
Okay. Bizcochos, churros, buñuelos.
Ah.
All Sephardic Jew desserts.
Oh, and the ones with the sugar on them are the best ones.
Yeah.
That's what. I'm hungry now. I think I'm going to go to Pepe's and get some takeout. And you're going to go there? Melissa?
Oh, yes, I'm going to be there because some people are bringing... Now people are starting to bring interesting stuff, books and things, and talking about history. We're going into our own little... Yeah, Pepe's. We're going to our own little history group, so we love inviting everybody to join us.
6761 Donovan. Martha, if you can get out there, there'll be a party, and we'll see how it goes. I'm going to glance off and just take out. All right, Martha Vera, thank you for being here with us. Do appreciate it. We will see you next time.
Thank you all for
having me. Oh, yeah, and you're always full of interesting things. Let's make up another one day, shall we?
Okay, we will.
All right, see you again.
Thanks a lot, Martha.
Next week, come back. We're going to do this again.
Yes, we will.
And Andrew J. Polk again, thank you. And Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m., Talk El Paso. Don't forget that one. And there's the bell.
Ding.
Saved by the bell. Out of here. See you next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.